near, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. Prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. Ice cube in a dark gray shines like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out of the sea. I'm an island in the blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos of the shadow deep. Night train. Here's another car song. I wrote this with a young singer-songwriter named Annabelle Chvostek. Annabelle used to be a part of a group called the Waylon Jennies. She was excellent, as are the other Waylon Jennies, with them and excellent without them. We wrote a couple of songs which are on an album that came out last spring. The album's called Small Source of Comfort. And it's my album, just in case anybody's confused about that. Annabelle actually recorded this on an album of her own a bit earlier, but in both cases we did it as a duet and slightly different versions, but not too different. It'll be different tonight though, because this is called Driving Away.
Driving away, blue as the night. Concerned two guys who leave Cape Breton and go west looking for pretty much anything. You have the sense that they don't feel like there's much for them in Cape Breton. And I guess that was something that was going on at the time. At that point, people went to Toronto because they thought that that's where the better life was. Now they go to Alberta, of course, because that's where it actually is. But, of course, when they get there, they find out it's not all that much better. It's not all that well for them, and then they keep going, et cetera, et cetera. The film's called Going Down the Road, and so is the song. And I didn't sing it for the longest time. I never, as I said, recorded it for an album. People who made the film were kind of pissed at me for that, because they thought I should have done a soundtrack album for the film, but for two reasons I didn't do it. One was because I didn't want my second album, which is what it would have been, to be an album with somebody else's voice, and my own. And the other was, at the time I wrote this song, I'd never been to Cape Breton. The only person I knew from Cape Breton was John Allen Cameron, and I didn't feel that his experience was typical. Represented by this song, and it just seemed like it would take a lot more nerve than I had for me to sing this. But it worked okay as a song describing the feelings of characters in the film. But then over the years, different people have recorded it. Barry McNeil's did a nice version of it, and the Brother Jennings did a beautiful version of it last year. And so, I figure that was enough of a stamp of approval for me. So here it is. This is called Going Down the Road.
I'm going down the road.
been wearing OJ's gloves and I couldn't get them off. It was too early, but I couldn't sleep. Showered and dressed and stepped out into the heat. The parrot things on the porch next door announced my arrival on Charter Street. With their finest rendition of squealing brakes. Down at College Cafe, the newspaper headlines promised new revelations. Prince Charles and Emma's account. A morose youth in old-time Austrian drag stared past his mustache at the floor. And last night's punks and fetish kids, all tattoos and metal bits. And in the other corner, wearing the white trunks, today's tourists already sweating.
Thank you.
the iris of the world.
Thank you.
feels a man.
Signing crap. So It doesn't have to be my crap. You can bring your cast or, you know, your forehead, whatever it is you want to find. I'll see it up there. But before that, I'll see you back here.
Boundless, boundless, boundless. Thank you. Thank you.
ancestors.
Can't beat these things.
These are called singing bowls. And they come from Nepal. I suppose they also come from Tibet, but I haven't been to Tibet. They came from Nepal. You can use them as meditation tools or just to make music, and they get used as both.
Yeah!
wrote this song the day after I got back from a brief trip to Afghanistan. This song has Canadian content, as does Afghanistan. This is called Each One Lost.
Turns from ashes to my home.
best known move for me.
Tree falls in the forest.
Thank you.
it's called The Comets of Kandahar. When we were recording that song, Colin Lennon, who produced the album, and John Wynon, who engineered it, and they've worked as a team on a lot of my more recent albums, and they have quite a droll kind of repartee that they engage in. They kept referring to that piece as The Comics of Kandahar. Take my wives, please. Forever after, it's sort of ruined for me because I keep thinking of bad nightclub comedians. I suppose it's not really fair of me to have inflicted that on you.
Thank you.
strength enough.